The new world is here, and it's time for you to expand your light. My name is Debbie Hagedorn, and I am the host of this podcast, Expanding Your Divine Light. And I invite you now to stop whatever it is you're doing. To inhale deeply through your nose and exhale through your mouth as many times as is comfortable for you right now. Ascension is upon us. And it's time for you to do the work. Let's get started. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to episode number 41. Today is December 2nd, 2021, and this is episode number 41 of my podcast, Expanding Your Divine Light. And unlike other podcasts, which simply offer you thoughts and conversation, this particular podcast carries with it the frequencies that your highest self is seeking right now to help you activate, to open doors, to unlock, and otherwise assist you on your ascension journey. I am thrilled to have you here. And if you've been listening to me, joining me for some time, you know that the topics are varied. There is no particular order in which you need to listen to my podcast recordings. You simply allow yourself to tune into your heart space, to honor your inner guidance, and choose those recordings that pop for you, the ones that pull you toward them, that call your name. For it is within those podcast recordings that you will find the most helpful frequencies, the things that you need most in this moment, whether you are consciously aware or not. It doesn't matter. Energy is so unique in the way that it works, and if you honor your inner guidance, you will move mountains beyond your wildest imagination. And I know this is true. It keeps happening for me. And I'm learning still to enjoy the moments of each day, because this ascension journey is never ending. And the moment we stop expanding, we are dead. And our soul only wants to continue expanding, to become of higher consciousness, always and forever. And just a reminder to you that whatever you're experiencing right now, this person, that place, the object, or the experience was designed by you, for you, to move through the lessons right now at this perfect time. In this crazy, apparently crazy, chaotic world that we live in, for you to remember to choose you, to choose you. And you do this by silencing your mind to the best of your ability, to ask it to remain quiet for a few moments, to search for stillness, be it in meditation or out in the woods or as you are driving in your car, to open to receiving the guidance that lies in your heart. It is this guidance that is your guidance that will serve you. There is nothing that I can say directly to anyone other than to allow the words to flow out of my mouth as they will, knowing that the words that flow out of my mouth carry the frequencies that all whom I am talking with are seeking, quite often, mostly unconsciously. And that if they're not quite ready in the moment to utilize, to open, to activate, that these will remain available in your field. And this happens whether I'm speaking here into a microphone or in conversation with someone at work or anywhere. And I can tell by the flow of words that come out of my mouth where someone is at in their ascension journey and whether they are ready to receive more of truth or whether they are not. And if they are not, those words simply don't show up for me to speak. And that would be a good example of that. Last week, Thursday, was Thanksgiving here in the United States, and the conversations that I had within my family gathering were very surface level. There is no one within that space that is ready to receive more truth. And in that space, I have come to a point where I honor them for exactly where they are, in knowing that they are perfect in every way, that if it is their soul's choice to become more aware of what is true, it will happen in perfect time for them. And my only responsibility is simply to be with them in love. To be with them in love. And be grateful that they've been a part of my life and unknowingly important pieces of my expansion, my ascension journey. It's all a beautiful puzzle. Unlocking the pieces best achieved with patience and love for yourself, loving you exactly where you're at in this moment. To find the gratitude in every bit of every day, looking back if you must, knowing that everything that you have experienced up until this point has been perfect for your journey. We are at an exceptional, never-before-experienced-by-humans-on-Earth time in which the world of illusions and the world of truth are now separate from one another. You may hear these referred to as the old world and the new world. In fact, I know in the intro to this podcast I say the new world is here. And it has been here. And now, in this moment, it is officially disconnected from all that is old. And something that I learned this week that I can share with you, that world, in fact, that simulation that we were all a part of, has served its purpose. And there will be many souls who choose to remain there, and that is okay. But there will be no more souls born who have to experience all that we did in third dimensional consciousness, in fourth dimensional consciousness. And at one point, that hasn't yet happened, that old world space will simply dissolve into nothingness, and no one will ever have to go through it again. That's not to say there won't be other challenges, because, as I mentioned, challenges bring expansion. Contrast brings expansion, and that is exactly what each one of our souls will choose, is expansion. But from here, moving forward, it's going to get really fun, because we're now being given the opportunity to discover all of the fun things about ourselves that we chose to forget during our time here on Earth. All of the fun things that some call gifts, and I call simply a part of who you truly are. And as you choose to allow them to be made visible to you here on Earth in your physical body. Can you even imagine what fun things await all of us? How much magic is right there for us to discover? And I would invite and encourage you to move forward in knowing that you will discover all of the fun things that you forgot about yourself in perfect time for you. No need to put dates on a calendar. No need to set a particular time to pay attention. Simply to be present in this moment, to move forward from the guidance that lies in your heart space, and have faith that all will be revealed to you, and you will remember in the perfect time for you, because we are there. We are there. We did it together. We will continue to rise. And I applaud you. I celebrate you. I commend you for your willingness to continue to do the work. Let's discover the really cool things about each one of us together. So much goodness. It's kind of like Christmas. What's going to be in the next package? What will the next activation offer to you? How will that opportunity serve your highest good? I'll share with you just a bit. I've been working, as you may or may not know, at a local 9-hole golf course, mint of responsibilities and financial things. And several weeks back, they had asked me for what I required to stay, and they want me to stay, and I love to be there, so I gave them a heartfelt number, which had nothing to do with my mind. I didn't feel the need to scribble numbers on paper and do the math, so to speak. I gave them my number, and in my conversation today, they did not agree to this number. And I wasn't horrified. In fact, I wasn't surprised at all. I have simply been following the guidance in my heart to show up in integrity, in full responsibility to offer my skills and my genius as I was called to, which I did in every moment. And I'm well aware that number that they shared with me does not serve me. And in the same breath, I'm also aware that I'm not called to quit working there. I know that there are multiple parties that are part of this experience that I'm going through. And what I did outside of that conversation was simply to set my intention to receive the guidance to know how to move forward in a way that would best serve my highest good. But I wanted it to be bigger than that, and so I expanded that intention to include those who are also party to this experience. That if I am here, and I know I am, to serve humanity in a great way, then my intention certainly can be and is bigger than myself. And for all of us, to receive exactly that which serves our highest good, that we all find the joy in the outcome of this experience. And I'm doing now what I call percolating. I received the information they had to share with me, and I'm allowing it, as I didn't get immediate guidance on what to do to move forward, though I do know my immediate guidance was not to resign my position. That may still be coming, I'm not sure. But for now, I'm percolating. I'm allowing that information into my system, setting my intention to receive guidance on how to move forward in a way that serves my highest good and those of the others involved in this experience, and will now just continue to move forward in guidance, showing up each day in full integrity, in responsibility, in doing what I am guided to do, without a plan, without listing out on paper those things that I feel obligated to do. I'm really, really, really practicing to say, thank you, mind. I appreciate your stories, your concern, your worries. I appreciate all that you're trying to do for me, but we are not moving forward this way anymore. I love you, mind. I am grateful that you are a part of me, but you don't get to lead the way anymore. Sit with me here and let's allow the magic to unfold. And that's where I'm at. Like I said, it's a bit like Christmas. Because I know when one door closes or something doesn't work out that we thought was the way it needed to be, it's because something better awaits us. And knowing what I know about the new world, in which a J-O-B, you know, that just over broke space, won't serve us in the new world. I don't want a J-O-B. I want to live my genius. To experience joy in my moments, the magic of life. To feel exhilarating in taking steps forward without knowing for certain exactly where they will lead. To have fun, to laugh out loud. There's a word that came into my experience recently, and delight is the word, delight. And I share with you now the energy of delight. Are you delighted in your decisions? Are you delighted in the steps that you are taking? Are you delighted in how your life is blooming before you? I do hope so. But beyond hope, I ask you this, if you are not delighted with the way things are unfolding in your life, what are you doing to change it? Because truly, my dear, you are the only one who has the power to do that. You must choose, if things aren't going the way you wish them to go, to see those experiences through a new lens. Choose the lens of love. Choose the lens of gratitude. Choose the lens of celebration. There are untold numbers of lenses to choose. But when you choose a lens and you see the situation that makes you currently unhappy, reframe it. Find the good in it. Because you, my dear, create your reality. You are that powerful. And when you walk forward in every moment, and each day feels like it's offering you a new Christmas gift, a new birthday gift, a new gift of any kind, then you know that you've figured something out that's really important, that you've remembered the power of who you truly are. And I assure you, you have it. And if you want more of it, simply ask. Ask to receive more of you. Ask for help to let go of the density. Ask for help to let go of the energies that are no longer serving you. Move forward in delight, without expectation, but simply in faith that all that is being made available to you is magnificent. You are worthy of magnificent and oh so much more. Amen. Thank you for being here, dear one. I truly love you. And I look forward to sharing more time with you here, because together we rise. I will speak with you again in perfect time.